going on, world? What's going on? We finally here. Wolf Ambitions Podcast. You know, we're here to help everybody out, do everything good. My name is Philip Harris. I'm the founder and co-host of Wolf Ambitions. Give you a little background about myself. You know, I graduated from Norfolk State University. I'm from Rochester, New York. You know, majored in accounting. Great green and gold, you know. Best HBCU out, you know. That's no, non-debate. We good. I got my good co-host, Drew, right here. You know, tell him a little bit about yourself, Drew.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? I was born in upstate New York, Newburgh to be exact. Grew up in Northern Virginia.
Yes, sir.
Also went to school in Norfolk State University. Behold the green and gold.
Yes, sir. You know? Yes, sir.
And we're just here to talk about financial stability. And
let's get your young people right, man. We got to get your young people right, man. I'm seeing a lot of shit out here that I don't even like. You know what I mean? It's y'all moving wrong. Y'all moving your money wrong. Everybody want to flex on the gram. I'm going to just tell you how to do this right. Just give you a little reason behind Wolf Ambitions, how I named it. It's kind of a funny story. You know, I'm a finance man. You know, I watch anything, any movie that's finance. So, you know, Wolf of Wall Street, you know. Anybody that has seen that movie, he was getting to the money. He was doing little things a little unorthodox. You know, this we kind of are. We kind of unorthodox ourselves. We're not going to be proper a little bit. We're gonna tell you about yourselves and tell you how it is, you know.
We're going to be real.
We're going to be real with y'all, you know. As of right now, I'm a government auditor here in D.C. You know, I do government contract auditing. You know, I travel around. You know, I do a little bit of every state, you know, no matter any engagement. You know, prior to my auditing, you know, I worked inside of a bank as a teller, you know, where I really got my passion and my reasoning for doing this shit, you know, for doing this podcast. You know, all the young people coming in there, you know, I just seen them mismanage their money. And, you know, some of them took my advice, you know, but some needed more further education, you know. You know, it's a wicked world going on right now, and that's the number one thing we got to have in, you know, in control is our finance, you know. We need that. We need that. Especially, you know, things are changing, you know. It's not like the old days, you know. You know, Social Security is not going to be around.
Especially for us.
Especially
nowadays.
For us. For our young people in our 20s and 30s, Social Security is not going to be around.
It's going to be gone. The baby boomers right now,
it's a wrap.
Soaking it all up.
So, what I'm trying to do with y'all, I'm just trying to get y'all right. You know, I'm trying to educate y'all a little bit about, you know, finance, you know. Let me get one thing out, though. I'm not the guru of finance. We learning just like y'all learning.
Facts.
You know, I go to all my resources. I got boys on Wall Street. I got boys in Cali, everywhere, you know, from commercial banking, JP Morgan, everything. You know, it's a wonderful thing to see our young people, you know, going forward with doing their careers in the finance. You know, we all stick together, you know, back at my school, you know, we check up on each other all the time. Yeah, how the finances, you know, how your career going? You got your CPA. Blah, blah, blah. It's a really good thing to see people, you know, excel in their career. And that's, I want y'all to do that, too. We're going to talk a little bit of career stuff, too, as well. But, you know, my thing is for y'all, I just want to get y'all started on your financial well-being. You know, when I say financial well-being, I mean, basically, no more struggle, you know, financially, you know. One thing I asked when my manager had asked me back at the SunTrust, I worked at SunTrust Bank down in Norfolk, Virginia. He told me, he gave me some wild percentage about saying, like, I don't know what the percentage was, but basically it said, you know, if an emergency came up and it was like $2,000, a higher percentage amount of people won't be ready for that. And it's crazy because I know a lot of people that make like six figures, you know, they make six figures and it's not right that they don't have no savings. You know, you're making six figures, but you only got about 10 racks in your account.
That, not even that. Just because you making the money and you getting to it doesn't mean that you're saving it.
That's not how it's going to go, you know. Basically, you know, on this podcast, we're going to talk about a lot. I mean, all objectives that got to do anything with finance. Even a little bit, we're going to step out the range from finance. We're going to talk a little about people in different careers, you know, entrepreneurship, you know, whatever. Like, we're going to manipulate all their careers into a finance prospect for y'all. You know, we want to do it right for y'all. So, you know, some of the things we got going on, we're going to talk about, you know, your first thing about doing your mortgage, you know, your budgeting, credit card, why to save, you know, 401k. That's the number one thing. Let me just say that shit off rip. Your 401k. That's I'm going to talk a little bit, not even a little bit on that. If you're a young person in your 20s, high 20s, low 20s, whatever job you're making, take advantage of that 401k.
Should be number one on your list.
Number one. That's shit that's coming out your pre-taxed.
And depending on who you work with, they'll match that. It's just like
they'll match it.
It's number one on the list. Like no matter what, just 401k. And it's not money that you can get to unless you have to for an emergency. But even after that, it's when you retire. Basically, a 401k right now is basically going to help us when we retire, since we're not going to have the Social Security and all that. 401k is going to help you out tremendously.
Definitely. And if you don't want to do it with your company, I got other options for y'all. Y'all can hit me up. I'm going to send out my email. You check out the page or whatever. My Instagram is at The Rockway. And my man Drew, what's your Instagram, Drew?
Smarty underscore McFly with two Y's.
Smarty McFly. Listen to this guy, man. You know, we just chilling, man. We just chilling, talking. We on a little bit of Duce, you know. Good, you know. We gonna fuck around and get sponsored by them, man, because they gonna fuck with us. It's gonna be they gonna see what we doing. So, you know, God willing, you know, that's gonna be a good thing for us.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. But that's basically the gist of it. Like we're here to help y'all. You know, like I said, we not no gurus at this shit. We gonna learn with y'all, give y'all our knowledge. We gonna have special guests going on, you know, talking about whatever subject. Like I said, we gonna have people talking about mortgages. You know, you wanna get into investments, I'm gonna have one of my boys from Wall Street come down. You know, NSU, of course. We gonna talk to them a little bit about all that, you know, stocks. You know, Everybody hit me. Everybody know that I did accounting or whatever. They hit me up about, you know, stocks. You know, what should I do? What's my best? What should I, invest in? You know, my Wall Street man, they told me, you know, invest in what you use. You know, what you use on a daily basis. You know, it don't even got to be that. But, you know, just pay attention to the market, man. Y'all really want to get into investment? We're going to talk a little bit about that right now, but we got a whole nother segment, a whole nother episode about that. You know, you want to talk about stocks, watch everything in the morning. Get your Yahoo Finance. That's the shit right there.
Forget about Instagram and Facebook
That's the shit I'm trying to get at y'all, man. I'm trying to get that out your mind, son. Fuck that social media shit. That ain't going to help you prevail in life. Fuck all that.
Hop on something that's going to be educational and stimulate your mind.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm tired of seeing young bulls, you know, throwing up their money in the club. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? You paying $500 for a bottle.
Cashing out.
That's $60 in a regular store. Cashing that that out. Makes no sense. To flex for who? Females? Come on, bro.
At the end of the day, females gonna be here. So why are you even doing that?
You have they gotta do that, man. Y'all gotta understand that, man. Think about your future, man. That's what I'm here for. Think about your future, you know. Whenever y'all wanna reach out, I'm gonna provide my email soon. We still going on that. You know, my thing is I want y'all to be hype about y'all finances like y'all are about your, you know, your, like your Instagram, all that. Fuck posting the money. Fuck posting the trips. You know, the trips is good, blah, blah, blah. Post me some shit about your stocks.
Right.
Post me your E-Trade account, you know? And I want to see you do that.
Not even that. I don't mean to interrupt you, but you don't even have to, like, post anything. Like, you can just be quiet about it and do whatever that you want to do and just to touch back on a little bit about the topics that we're going to talk about. Like, so my man Phil, he's definitely going to give y'all the info that y'all need about investments and stocks, but I'm gonna go ahead and talk to y'all about budgeting and credit cards.
My
main thing is credit cards.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, a lot of us that are out here right now, or a lot of y'all that are out here right now, the younger group, what y'all do is y'all get these credit cards and y'all don't know how to act. What y'all don't know is that credit cards are literally supposed to be for something that you need but you can't afford.
Speak on it.
You're not supposed to use a credit card to supplement your income. Therefore, if you get a credit card and your limit is, let's say, $5,000.
Okay.
You can't come out here and then, for women, go to the store and buy a Gucci bag, or for men, come out here and buy some J's and then feel like that's okay, because at the time that you make that purchase, the J's are going to be what? $200. The Gucci bag is going to be like $1,000, and you don't got to pay it till next month, and then that payment is only going to be like $50, $75. But what you fail to realize is that once you make that payment and you're only making the exact payment, you're not making like the amount of, you're not making the payment on the actual payment. You'll end up paying on the interest. So what happens
interest
is
be crazy on the
it'll
page.
Just
trust me,
it'll just build up, and before you know it, you're maxed out on your credit card and you're not actually using it for what you need. And then on top of that, if you spend something that you use your credit card and you have the money for it, and then the month comes around and then you pay the whole credit card off, that's not what creditors want to see. They want to see you pay a portion of that off, not exactly just the payment, but a little bit more than the payment, so that you keep some debt on the credit card. Yeah, it sounds bad, it's terrible, like they want to keep you in debt, but it's also a way for them to know that you're financially stable and that you're responsible and that you can make the payments, not just the exact payment, but you can make more than just the payment and keep it moving. Yeah. And that eventually ends up helping your credit score.
Then
when it comes to budgeting, there's so many different avenues I can talk about budgeting.
Yeah, hey man, we're gonna be live about credit card, because that's the shit that's fucking young people up. It's ridiculous. You know, I got my homegirl Chanel, you know, she in banking right now. She got some good talk. We're gonna have her on later on in the year, you know. But you know, I just want to share one story that made me do this. You know, I'm working the bank, you know, this around, you know, refund time, you know, tax, you get your inclement refund. You know, I was, you know, working my day. I saw one girl. She came in here, she lives in the urban. She lives in the projects. You know, it's about, you know, tax time. She got about, what, 3 kids, you know. She came into the bank with about $8,000 check, refund. So she had no account. She had no financial institution, nothing. She's like, yeah, I need that in cash. I'm like, if you work in the bank before, your number one thing is to get them to come to your bank, you know.
Open up an account.
Open an account, and then we can work with you, you know, whatever you want to do, you know. Basically, like, she took the 7 racks. I talked to her a little bit. I was trying to, you know, I was using everything in the world, because I did not, number one, I didn't want her to go out there in the, this Norfolk, and y'all know about Norfolk. That shit wild. Like, where Norfolk State at, man? Like, she going out the thing with 7 bands? No. We're endless kids. Like, come on, man. You can't go out there with 7 racks.
And what's crazy is a lot of us, and y'all know what I'm saying when I say a lot of us, are scared to go out and open up a bank account. Like, I don't understand.
Bro,
what,
that,
like,
that was the craziest shit. Let me tell y'all something. If y'all don't trust banks, that is the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Retarded.
The dumbest shit I ever heard. Oh, y'all be stealing this shit.
Retarded.
I'd be like, motherfucker. I'd be at the bank. I'd be like, motherfuckers, set your account up right. You know, you got a job. Get direct deposit. That's going to eliminate the fees, you know. Get the app on your phone. Every time you spend something, get an alert so you know what your balance is.
Your money is going to stay in your account.
That fucked me up the worst. But I can't talk like that at the bank. You know, I got to talk all proper. I just want to strangle them. Like, yo, are you stupid? Get it together. Like, just relax. I'm like, open an account. You got a card. It's better than having cash on you.
It's essentially the same thing. You keep wherever you keep the money at, it's just going to be in another place. You're not going to be able to see it physically, But when you go to an ATM or whatever and you swipe your card, or if you get the app, you'll be able to see how much money you have in your account. Like, it's not a bad thing.
It's really not that bad. But that's going to be our next episode. We're going to talk about bank accounts. I'm going to get y'all right. I'm going to give y'all research.
How many bank accounts to have.
Whatever bank y'all got, what to have. You got a bag, get a money market. You want to do that. You know, if you got a real bag, we can talk investments. I can appoint y'all to the right bank. I'm not going to appoint y'all. If I see a bank better than I worked at, I'm going to give y'all that. I'm not going to tell y'all what it is. Right. I don't work for them no more. I don't give a fuck. Like, hell no. I don't care about none of that. I'm trying to get y'all all right about this. Like,
joint accounts, all that, for all y'all, man. Out there in relationships.
Wait till you're married. No. You wake up, get in an argument, your shit is on zero.
When you get married, have a joint account, have a separate account, and let your lady have a separate account as well.
Definitely. And the number one thing I want to bring up, I've been promoting this for about a good few months now, just little surveys. And, one thing I want to bring up, would you do a split account that have your husband and wife on the same account, basically joint accounts or odd accounts, basically? Do you believe bills can be split down the middle? And I was kind of shocked because it was some motherfuckers that said no. But listen, it wasn't no males. It was all females. Let me tell you something. The people that got the joint accounts that's doing split payments, they're going to reach financial freedom before y'all.
And then on top of that, at the end of the day, the man should always be the provider. But at the same time, if you get in the bag, why can't you split it with your significant other?
They have to understand that, man. But, that's a whole different other subject. We ain't trying to brush no feathers this week.
We're going to get into it just right now.
We're going to be all right, man. But, yeah, man, definitely. This is a good, I feel like this is going to be a long longevity. I want y'all to have longevity in y'all, y'all finances. This is going to be something good for y'all, I'm coming up with something every week. Me and Drew coming up with something every week. Something to talk to y'all about, whether it's finance or how to progress in your career. That's the number one thing. I fuck with the business people off rip. If I see you a young business major, I'm going to fuck with you. I'm trying to get you in, especially an accountant. I'm going to get you in, If I got any accountant major that's about to graduate or just trying to get an accountant or audit, hit me up. Definitely. Right. Just hit me up.
And if you're still in college and you have people coming to y'all saying that there's internships out there, attack it, apply for it, because the sky is the limit and you never know what you can accomplish unless you try it. Because I was at Norfolk State in my senior year. Coming into my senior year, and I was in an elective class, a class that meant nothing to me. I was already graduating, flying honors.
Yeah, I was the bullshitter,
and I was.
He was the top of my class. He was a golden key. He 3%, nigga. I'm like
I'm in the top of my class, right? So I go to this elective class, and somebody comes in and they're talking about doing internships overseas. And I'm like, all right, I might as well try and go ahead and apply for this to see what happens. Long story short, I end up getting accepted into this overseas program.
It's crazy.
I'm able to go to London for a whole semester and study abroad. And not only study abroad, but I was able to work as a finance assistant for Marriott Hotels for a whole semester. And it was all free because my grades were, sky high. So, all that was paid for.
I didn't see him in school, man. Me, on the other hand, I was in the movements. I was in the jug, you understand?
But besides that, like when you're doing that, then when you come out of college and companies look at that, that stands out. Like, it definitely stands out. So the sky's the limit. So
and that's definitely one thing I want to touch on. Like, don't ever, I named this, the art of the jug, art of finesse, I didn't have 4.0 GPA, in college, but I knew what it took to get to where I wanted to be, like my GPA was low. I'm keeping G shit with y'all. But, I knew what was going on, but I didn't really give a fuck, I was doing. other shit. I was doing other shit. Like, I'm in college, bro. I was cool.
That's the best time of your life. You're supposed to live it up.
The best time of your life.
Supposed to live it up.
But, you know, one thing I do regret, though, you know, I felt like I should have did my, you know, my education a little bit better. But even though I'm glad that I was still educating myself, but just not inside the classroom on my, you know, on my major. But, you know, I got out of college, graduated, you know. One thing I knew, no accounting firms hit me up, none of that. I did some research about what's the number one thing accounting firms look at, you know. I saw banking, you know. I did that, you know. I applied, and that's when I just started applying to every bank in Norfolk just to get some experience,
right?
You know, you do that. Like, let me tell you something. Any business person, if you're a business major and you're struggling right now, you better get a banking job. That's the number one thing businesses look at. You analyzing accounts. You reconciling everything. You keeping a cash drawer. You keeping everything. If you're a personal banker, you promoting. You talking about. You know the investments that the bank is offering to their clients. That's the best thing to do if you're a business person, bro. If you're a business major and you're struggling and you really don't know where you want to go, just get into banking for a little bit.
And then not even, like, I don't mean to butt in, but not even necessarily getting a banking job, but if you figure out what you want to do and you don't have experience in that, it doesn't even matter. Because at the end of the day, when you get that interview, all you got to do is sell yourself and let them know that you just bought it. Like, you don't need experience. Like, if you just sell yourself to the company or to whoever that you're trying to sell yourself to and just let them know, like, yo, I'm here. I'm really trying to do, you know, this, that, and the third. If they really fuck with you, they'll give you a shot. So you don't even need experience per se. Just go in there and sell yourself and do the best that you can in that interview. And then when you get the job, just work your ass off nonstop. Whatever it takes.
You got to be a wolf.
You got to be about it.
You
whatever
have to
it
be
takes.
A wolf in there. Because you got, like, they all sheep. You got to go after it. You know, that's one of the things I just be wanting people to, you know, do. You know, I want them to, you know, just go after their dreams.
Look, don't be scared.
Do not be scared.
Nothing
man.
Beats a failure but a try.
I'm gonna tell you
how you
get
gonna it, succeed if you don't fail.
I'm gonna tell y'all, you know, basically, man, like, I saw one quote the other day. You know, it said, what's one mistake without the lesson? You know, I was just like, wow, you know, all my mistakes had a lesson. You know, I'm not a perfect person. I'm nowhere near it, you know, but that's what I want y'all to do. I know some of y'all probably had it. I know student loans is kicking y'all ass.
Woo-wee.
Kicking my ass. That shit is kicking my ass, okay? The shit is real different for me, bruh.
Yeah.
Niggas, you want to go out?
And you out of state. You
yeah,
out of state.
Out of state, down in, you know, Norfolk State. You know, God bless them. I love them, but good Lord have mercy.
They digging in them pockets.
You know, Fed loans coming to talk to me like, Mr. Harris. I'm like, he speak no English. Don't know
Yo,
you.
Yo, what's up?
Don't know you. Do not know you. But, you know, but back to my other story about the lady inside the bank. You know, I really had to, you know, I had to pull the black card on her. I had to, but I could not let this woman walk out there with 7 racks. I could not do it. I waited till all the line cleared. I pulled her aside. I'm like, hey, listen to me. You need this. You have 7. I kept it G with her. And I told her off rip, like, I'm about to speak out my professional. I'm here for you. Because I really, that's why I really fuck with banking. Like, it was really cool. I had some of the best clients in the world. No, whatever color, don't matter. They were the best people, man. I learned so much in banking, you know, all that, you know. But basically, I went to her. I said, you need this, you know. You need to get financially started. You got 3 kids. You got 3 kids right now. And I asked her, she said, I'm about to go buy a car. I'm like, okay. How much the car? $6,000. Whoa. So you have $1,000 left? No, that's dead.
And then what you gonna do with that?
What you gonna do with that? That ain't shit. That's a month's worth of rent, like, or whatever. You know, I don't know her Section 8 status or whatever. I don't know nothing about that. But either way, I had to tell her, I'm like, I'm here for you. I'm a watch over. I'm gonna tell you what to do. Make sure your money's right. She told she was moving just wrong. And, you know, I finally, and, you know, my Jamaican, you know, personal banker, shout out to Janet. I love her to death. You know, she saved me, you know, got my sales up. She came over and talked to her too. You know, I know she was like a mom to her clients, you know, she did her thing. You know, just talk, and you know, everybody inside there, you know. A shout out to my boy Alvin Payne. That's the man that really, you know, took me under his wing and told me how to move in corporate America. You know, he told me everything. He said, you know, you gotta have a thick skin in this corporate world, you know, it don't matter. Your color, it don't matter. You got to have a thick skin for this shit. You know, it is what it is. You got to have a thick skin for this, you know. Definitely. And it kind of just brought me into rec. You know, I accept criticism good, you know. But long story short with that, we got her to open up a bank account, you know. And she still, you know, she's still with the bank to this day doing her things and everything, man. Like, I'm proud that I had to. I'm glad I saved her a little bit, you know. And another thing I want to talk to y'all a little about in our next episode, not in the upcoming one, you know, one of our further episodes, I'm going to talk about networking. Networking is the easiest shit alive.
Do y'all like to talk to people or not?
The shit is easy, man. The shit is so easy to y'all.
Hey,
man.
Yo, Phil, what's your name? My name.
Got all that, man.
Phil, I know, I'm Drew. How you doing? What do you do?
Let me tell y'all, man. Number one thing I did is crazy about networking. You know, y'all going to do it. Y'all might do it another way. This is how I did it. You know, I knew how to move down Norfolk. You know, I'm trying to do my shit out here in D.C. But basically, you know, we had a bar. I lived downtown Norfolk and I worked downtown Norfolk. So, you know, it was lit for me either way.
Litty, titty.
It was litty either way, you know. Free everything. Free. Everything's free. You know, basically.
Every day we lit.
Every day, you know. I'm talking to clients, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay. Oh, you account, okay. Here's my card, blah, blah, blah. But the number one thing I used to do, I used to go inside the nearest bar. It was like everybody from downtown, you know, just went inside the bar. And, you know, granted, you know, they saw me and was like, hey, Phil, hey, man, what you want to drink, man? What you know, blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't even about the drinking, you know. I saw my clients, I talked to them a little bit, and then they'll had eight persons with them. I'm talking with them, you know. 15 minutes later, we exchanging business cards, man. It's definitely something. Networking is a powerful thing, man.
It is.
No, it don't matter. It does not matter what fucking career you're in.
And what's crazy is you can start off with like not the dumbest thing, but like the slightest thing. Like, for instance, when I was in London, it rained every day.
That's great.
Whether it was for 5 minutes,
can't fuck with
10
that.
Minutes,
that's it.
A couple of hours, every day it rained. And so what I used to do to break the ice with whoever I talked to is talk about the weather. Man, this weather is crazy. Oh, it is it? And I'm like, yeah, because where I'm from, it don't always rain every day.
Man, that's
and
crazy.
So, boom, right Seattle. There. You're in there. So you can just talk about whatever. You know, networking is a plus. It helps you at the end of the day.
But, yeah, man, like I told y'all, man, this is kind of a passion. It's a growing passion for me, you know. You know, segment, we're going to give y'all things to read about, you know, things that, like, for the people that's, you know, want to get in investments, you know, the number one book. You know, my good brother Deshaun, he referred me to it. Y'all need to read The Intelligent Investor. That's what y'all need, man.
Facts.
You know, another good one is, you know, A Walk Down Wall Street. Everybody asks me, you know, what's a good book to read, blah, blah, blah. You know, do you read, like, just search up top five business books right now. It's the same books, you know. And the ones I just named, they're on there, the top five. I can't remember off the head top five right now because I didn't read all of them. I'm keeping a G with y'all. Fuck it, you know. But, you know, I'm learning. I'm getting to it, you know. But, you know, like I said, man, this shit is all a fucking process, man. This shit is all a process, man. We just want to help y'all, man. That's my shit. Like, I want y'all to, I know I like people. I know y'all like having a good time going up, turning up. But I want y'all to be smart, man. Be smart, man. You know, think about your future, man. Think about your kid. You know, I got people's, you know, young people, you know, that's having kids. This about time, you know, everybody having a fucking kid right now. This shit crazy.
It's in the air. If you're not trying to have a kid like me, hold your breath.
Don't drink no water.
Hold your breath.
Don't drink none of the water. You know, one thing I tell, you know, I tell the young people, like, if I see them and they talk to me and I, you know, they good people with me, Phil, what's up? What should I do? Number one, start that little little motherfucker a goddamn miner's account. Put $100 in there every month. You got 18 years, man. You have 18 years. You put $100 in there, you know, a month, that shit gonna be crazy, man.
And then on top of that, you'd be surprised at how your mindset will change when your circumstances change. So if you out here just living life, doing whatever you want to do, and you figure out that you're getting ready to have a kid, normally, if you have some common sense, you're going to cut out all that bullshit, what you're doing when you go out to the club, turning up and all that, popping bottles. You're going to start saving that and putting it towards your kid.
I was never the type to, you know,
before it even gets to that, just be like that. So when that happens, you'll be good. Because my thing is, like, a lot of people always say, yo, when you going to have a kid? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I don't have no set age when it's going to happen. God going to let it happen. But I want to make sure that I'm financially stable when I have that kid. Because I don't want to be out here living paycheck to paycheck, trying to figure out, yo, when is my kid going to eat again? I don't have diapers for the baby. And then on top of that, you always got family that you can depend on. But nowadays, kids that are our age abuse that. They always run to the grandma or to the grandpa. And you don't always want that, which is why we're having this podcast, because we want y'all to be financially stable so that y'all can do all this on your own and start living that real adult life.
Yeah, definitely, man. Like I said, man, we not the gurus of this shit, man. We are not the gurus of this shit. This shit comes, you know, by fault, man.
Facts.
I deal with this shit, you know, I deal with this shit every day, you know.
But if you want to budget something, or you talk about credit cards, come holla at me, because I got you. Hey, I'm the guru on that.
Man. You know, I was on a podcast, my man Najee, you know, Mind Over Matter, good podcast. Y'all got to check that out. He asked me, why should I have credit? You know, that, and I didn't have much time. Like, and my man, you know, Drew hit me up, like, yo, why the fuck you ain't go in, man?
Killing him.
I was like, I ain't have much time, bro. That's a whole hour right there about why I have credit. You know, you need your credit, man. You know, he gave me an example. He said, I'm going to buy a house, you know, paid up. You know, I'm going to pay it out. You know, I'm going to buy it full. Oh, okay. You're going to buy it out full? Bet. So what's left in your bank account after that?
And then on top of that, that's not going to boost your credit just because you bought something and paid it right off.
Exactly, man. But, you know, we got a whole nother fucking
episode. We'll talk about that later.
I'm going to educate y'all on that shit. Like, for real, man. This shit really easy, man. You just got to have the mentalness, man. This shit is stop going out every week, you know. That's what I know. I that's kind of my problem a little bit. I go out every week, but I don't do no dumb shit. Like, I don't buy no motherfucking, you know, section, $600 section. I just go out a little bit, you know. But I know, but every little bit helps. I don't even spend a lot of money, you know, every week when I go out, you know. It's just.
And then on top of that, I don't even mean to cut you off, but it's all about budgeting.
That's all that shit is, man. This shit is really easy, man. I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Once you go into depth a little bit, y'all can be like, damn, why the fuck I ain't do this shit earlier? You know,
see, and my thing is, like, shout out my best friend's girlfriend, Becca Barnes. Like, she always wants me to help her, like, budgeting her money. And I always tell her, just live like you broke. And you'll always have money. Just live like you broke. Learn how to say no. Right. Yo, you trying to go out? No. If you don't want to go out, don't go out. But just live like you broke. You'll be sure to have all kinds of money.
I tell them every day, Phil, you look good. Hey, man, I make broke look good. You know?
Exactly.
I make broke look good.
Exactly.
This shit is really easy. I'm trying to tell y'all, man.
Just because you living like you broke don't mean that you broke. Like, it's just temporary for once you, know, if you get
wanna,
older and all that.
All that, you know, you want to buy all this shit. You want to do this, buy this, blah, blah, blah. You can do that. But you know what? Come up with a plan. You know, you don't got to buy that shit right now and just wipe out all your savings. You know, just relax. You know, take your time, you know. Over the months, gradually,
end of the day, whatever you want that's materialistic is always going to be there at the end of the day, whatever it costs, like, no matter how much it costs. If you're financially stable, you can buy it no matter what. Like, if you want something right now and it costs, like, $200, save up to get that $200 to get it. But if not, you can just go out here and work your ass off and do whatever that you need to do and save up a whole lot of money, and whatever costs $200, you can get 3, 4, 5 things that cost $200.
Definitely. Like, I'm trying to get y'all into that mind state, you know?
Don't get caught up in the moment. Like, just because everybody else is wearing it, or because you think you might be changing the game or doing something on your own, don't worry about that, you know? Just do you.
You know, I still have my financial, you know, fuck-ups, you know? I see some shit I want, I'm like, damn, I want that.
Course.
It's gonna keep bothering me. I need that
every day.
And you know, no one thing like this. Oh, I got this check coming. I might as well. I'm gonna wait for that check. Get that check. Nah, fuck
every
all that.
Day.
Just put a little bit of money aside. Do your thing, man. This shit. I'm trying to tell you, man. Y'all want to be able to pass something on to your kids, man. Pass something on to your kids, man. I don't care.
That's another thing, because you always want your kids to be better off than what you were. You want them to have more than what you ever had.
You know, like, you know, I always said, like, I want my kids, you know, live in the hood like I did. You know, shout out to Frost, you know, good damn, you know.
I never said that. BTW, FYI.
You know, shout out to them. You know, I always said I wanted my kids to live in the hood, to have that experience, just to, you know, be able to get that motivation to get out like I did, you know. Like, God forbid, you know, it's good. Like, I love my city, you know, but I would never go back and live there. Why? Yeah. Because it's just not for me, you know. I keep in contact with my good people's family, all that good stuff. But I know my career is not up there, you know. Everything, man.
On top of that, like, you say you would want your kids, or you wanted your kids to go back to the hood and grow up the way that you grew up, so they knew what it was like. Once you start making it and you decide to have kids, you can make them struggle within the boundaries of where you're living. Like, they don't have to go necessarily back to the hood. Like, you can, like,
I'm gonna make you work for it.
The first thing I would always tell my kids once they're old enough to comprehend, mommy and daddy is rich or financially stable or have money. You and your sister are not. Yeah. So I'm gonna make y'all work no matter what.
You're gonna bust that ass for the chores.
Exactly.
Daddy can't get what your grades looking like? What all that looking like?
Exactly.
Let me have a few millies. Oh, daddy, I look at this Range Rover. Motherfucker, what? Are you drunk? No.
We're gonna start it from the scooter.
We're gonna stop on the we gonna get to it like your dad and mom's did, man. You know? We out here, man. Hey, man, we just out here trying to help y'all, man. This you know, like I said, this the pilot for y'all, you know. We really want to get in y'all heads and get this out of this demeanor, you know. I always be seeing memes like, oh, bank account after a good weekend. Fuck all that. Know your shit, man. You know, when you're getting ready to go out, you know, just do your thing, man. Just relax, you know. Know your budget. And we did, you know, have a good time, man.
And that's another thing. Like, when you get ready to go out and, like, it's the weekend and you just got paid, don't take your credit card. Go to the bank.
Leave that shit on.
And take out some cash. And if you blow through that cash, take your ass home after you blow through that cash.
Man, y'all want to get out there, yeah, man. Yo, man, you know, I'm going to use an example. Your park going to be lit. Park going to be lit, man. It's going to be females in here, man. Fuck all of that, bro.
If you really about your shit, the females are always going to be around. Always. They're always going to be around.
You want the bullet? You want the real shit? Just progress in your career, bruh.
Bruh.
Yo, move in your career. To eat that shit like it's nothing.
And it starts in college. I don't mean to, you know, shit on you and none of that, but don't go to the parties. Don't be out there. Just go to school. And work if you have a job and study, and that's it. And you'd be surprised at how many girls will come at you trying to figure out who you are.
I live different, y'all. I'm sorry. I was in that movement during college. Fuck all that. I live my best life. You know, I these young ladies seeing on their thought shit. You know, I live my best life in college. You know, but you know, I got my shit together. You know, I'm still progressing. You know, I still have my own financial troubles, and I'm sure Drew does too.
Of course.
You know, but. We here to make sure that y'all at least aware of what's really going on.
Yep.
You know, we need y'all to get in y'all movement, man. Definitely, man. Like, but like I said, man, we got We got a lot of episodes ready for y'all, man. We gonna get y'all going on this, man. This is gonna be amazing, man. It's crazy. I went on this venture to do this. You know, like I'm a quiet spoken person. You know, a little bit.
Me too, as well.
You know, to the Duce pulling. You know, shout out to Duce. It's gonna be a good movement. But Duce that,
on deck.
Duce on deck always. Every podcast, and we started off with the Duce. You can hear it pouring up. But you know, I just want y'all. You know, I'm just trying to get everybody right, man. I'm trying to get all my young people, all colors, everything. I'm trying to get everybody right. I need y'all. You know, just you know, watch what the hell is going on. You know, I know people don't watch CNN, whatever. You gotta watch that shit, man. Watch that shit. You know, anything finance, do that. Do anything. Watch anything that's gonna affect your financial well-being, your life directly.
Be conscious on your current events.
Yeah, man. Just don't be igging that shit, man. Like y'all need that shit, man. But you know, that's all we got for you today, man. You know, we gonna start every episode, you know, with a quote. You know, we'll end it with a financial quote. You know, it might be a real quote, or I'll make a quote up, you know, by myself and like stop spending $500 on a bottle, blah blah blah. We gonna take that shit, go buy some stock. Like stop all that shit, man. You know. So you know, my man Drew, now talk to him, Drew. Now, tell him the quote that we did for the day. So
the first quote of this pilot is gonna be: financial freedom is a mental, emotional, and educational process. Meaning, by it being mental, like it's something that you have to put in your head that you want to be financially stable.
Yeah, man.
Emotional, meaning there's going to be a whole lot of ups and downs, like no matter what, but you got to stick through it. Like you got to stick to it and no matter what, just fight through it. And educational process means you're going to learn something every
day
that you
didn't
know. That's
what we here for, man. We here for y'all, man.
Just like we're here trying to educate y'all, y'all can be here trying to educate us, you know? Like
I'm trying to tell y'all, man. After y'all listen to about a good few episodes, this shit is easy, man. This shit is so fucking easy, man.
It's not that hard.
It's really not that hard, but it's the mental thing. It's a mental thing for me, too. I'm sure it's a mental thing for Drew. Like this, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have, it separates between needs and wants. You got to understand that, man.
Be able to listen. Just open your ears to listen.
But like I said, man, we got episodes all day about budgeting, credit card, why to save, 401k investments, and, you know, in stocks. I got people, like I said, I got people from everywhere. Cali. And we don't even talk about marketing, man. We got people, you know, everybody. We're going to come in from all different states. We're going to have them bring them in, talk to them a little bit about it, you know. But, yeah, man, you know, I just wanted to talk to y'all a little bit, man. You know, good thing. But, you know, stay tuned for the next episode, man.
Because it's going to be late.
Yeah, man, this is Wolf Ambitions. Thank you.